On today's episode, we continue with the 5 D's of defense, and today is number 4, delay.
Welcome to the Mind Your Self-Defense Podcast, where my goal is to teach men and women how to gain confidence by connecting to their inner badass. I am your host, Sensei Andrew. I am a black belt in Krav Maga, NRA firearm instructor, a U.S. Navy veteran, and owner of Rise Above Self-Defense. By using interviews with industry professionals, self-defense students, product reviews, and personal experience, I can help guide you to your badass.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys had a great week. We're continuing our series of the 5 D's of home defense. And today we're on number 4, which is delay. Delay has a lot in common with deny. If you guys see the structure of this plan, we're building layers. Each D is a different layer. And the more layers you have, the harder it is for you or for someone to get to you and your family. And that's what we want. We want layers of protection, because what it does, it gives us time to react. It gives us time to call the police. It gives us time to gather our families and put them in a panic room. Or when I say panic room, it's a room that you have designated at your house for any kind of emergency. All your family should collapse on that room or go to that room. Sorry if I use military terms. You should have this already planned out. Same thing is like if you have a fire escape route, everybody should know how to get out of the house in case there's a fire. Doors, windows, all that kind of stuff. If you do use security windows, security bars over the windows, make sure that you get the kind that have a latch on the inside. So what happens is that in case there is a fire, you can pull the latch. Some of them are foot operated, so you just step on them. Other ones have a switch or a latch, and you just open that, and the whole entire safety bars or security bars opens away from the window. So now you could climb out of the house, but you can't climb back in if it's latched up. They're designed that way. So that's just one thing to look for. But if you do have the security bars, those are denying entry into your house. But they also delay entry into your house. So they give you time. Like I said, everything here is about layers. Layers on top of layer, on top of layer, on top of layer. So if you have a fence around your home, that is delaying the person from getting into your house. If you have bushes in front of the windows, if you have a security door over your main door, all these things are delay tactics. Okay, so delay and deny are kind of the same thing, but to kind of help you guys separate the two, is that say you don't have a fence, you don't have anything, you don't have a security door, you don't have anything in your home, and someone wants to get into your house. If you slide your couch up to the door or a cabinet or a table or something like that, and you put it against the door, now you're delaying that person from getting into your home. So the biggest difference to me from deny and delay is more of a temporary thing, where deny is more of a permanent fixture thing. Like, if you have a deadbolt on your door, you're denying someone entry. I mean, they're going to have to work really hard to get through that door. If you have just a standard doorknob without a deadbolt, now you're delaying entry because it's a lot easier for that person to get through that door. So to me, deny is a little bit more permanent, or it's a little more time-consuming than delay. Delay is something that you just, like, I got to hurry up and throw something in on a whim just to buy me split seconds, where deny is more of a couple minutes. One of these tricks that I've learned from a carpenter buddy of mine was, and this could fall under deny, or it could fall under delay. A lot of the deny and delay are overlapping, but this one, this tip, I think fits under delay better than deny, because deny, like I said earlier, is a more of a permanent thing, or more of a buy you a couple minutes type deal. And so say you buy a deadbolt, or you put a new lock on your door. That's not a deadbolt, just a regular knob. When you get those, it comes with a little short screw. It comes with small screws. Normally they're about an inch long. That right there is going to, to me, in the definition I gave you guys, that would delay entry. It wouldn't deny entry. It would delay it. But one of carpenter buddies of mine told me to take those screws out and put in 3-inch screws, because then it goes into the door jamb. And it makes the lock a lot stronger. So, yes, it'll give you, it will, the lock itself is going to deny entry, but the longer screws are going to delay the entry. I hope that makes sense. I hope I didn't lose you guys. Could be a little bit confusing. But it doesn't matter if you call it delay or deny. It does the same thing. It is a tool that gives you time to do what you gotta do, to protect whoever you have to protect, to gather whatever stuff you have to gather. It just gives you time. And time is not your friend in this situation. So the harder you make it, the better it is for you, because you're buying yourself more time to do whatever you have to do. Okay, so like I said, delay is a little bit more temporary, because like I said, you could slide up a couch, and if someone's determined to get into your house, they're going to get in. It doesn't matter if you have security bars everywhere and dogs and all this kind of stuff. Have you guys ever seen the original Purge movie? The house that Ethan Hawke lives in, he has this state-of-the-art lockdown house. And when the guy sneaks into their house and the guys from the Purge are hunting this guy, they get a tow truck, they put a hook on the door, and they drive the tow truck, and it just rips the door off the hook. It rips the door off the hinges like nothing. If people want to get in, they will get in. It all determines on how determined the person is to get to you or to your valuables or whatever they're after. The more time you give yourself, the more time you can assess the situation and realize, okay, do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Or don't I need to do this? Or what happens if I do this or if I don't do this? It just gives you, that's when you get that OODA loop going and you start processing the information of what's going on. You know, if someone's walking up to your house, that's a different process than if someone's running to your house, because now your mind is, you have to react quicker if someone's running than if someone's walking. If you have a fence, that person that's running towards your house is going to have to stop or jump it or do something to get past the fence. If they jump the fence and they continue running, then if you have a dog in your yard, now they have to deal with the dog before they get to the porch. And if you have a security door, now they have to deal with the security door before they get to your main door, after they've dealt with the fence, after they dealt with the... So all this is giving you time to do something. It's giving you time to make a decision about what you're going to do. All right? Worst case scenario, it gave you time to gather your family up and put them in your panic room and saying, hey, you guys stay right here. Don't leave, or whatever instructions you give them. So delay is in the same category as deny. The easiest way for me to explain it, the slight difference is one is a little bit more temporary, which would be the delay, where the deny is a little bit more, I don't want to say permanent, but so one's going to buy you seconds and the other one's going to buy you minutes, if that makes sense. So delay will buy you seconds and deny will buy you minutes. This is like, I'm sure you guys seen movies where, you know, someone's trying to get in the house or an apartment or whatever, and, you know, people start putting cabinets and stuff against the doors. That's just a delay tactic. It works. Any chance you get to buy yourself more time is super beneficial for you and the people you are in charge of or responsible for and their safety. So anything can be used as a delay tactic. Where deny is a little tougher to use anything. Certain things have to be in use to make it deny entry, where you could throw a book at someone and delay them. Throwing a book at someone is not going to deny them. I know this, it's semantics, but there is a difference and you need to understand those differences so you could better prepare for whatever you have to do. So like I said, you're just using the door problem I was telling you that my carpenter buddy told me about. The lock itself is your deny portion, but increasing the length of the screws is going to delay the, it's going to make the deny take longer than if you had the regular screws. I gotta find a better way to figure out how to say that. The longer screws delay the lock from breaking as fast as it would if it had the regular screws. So the longer screws delay the fact or delay the lock from being ripped away from the door jamb. So it actually denies entry longer because it has longer screws. I hope that makes sense. I just think I need to wrap this up for you guys. If not, it's just going to be more confusing. I think the easiest way to break it down is delay buys you seconds, where deny buys you minutes. On next week's episode, we'll finish up the 5 D's of home defense with defend. Don't miss this one. This is a very important one. Defend. And then I'm going to throw in a bonus one. It's not an official 5, but it should be at least kept in the back burner, okay? In the back burner of your mind so you could remember this. So before I let you guys go, I want to give you guys some updates. On March the 20th, which would be, it's March the 20th. I am going to launch a new once a month episode. So it's going to be the third Wednesday of every month. I'm going to launch an episode called Forging Men. And what it is about me helping men become better men. If you guys know that you know, if you've listened for a while, you guys know that I belong to a book club. There's 4 of us in the book club. We're going on 4 years doing the book club. We meet twice a month via Zoom, and we have met in person multiple times, and our wives know each other and girlfriends know each other and all that kind of stuff. But it's helped me a lot in the sense of making me become a better man. And the better man I become, the more my family and my friends and my community benefit from it. So, and this was not just a random idea. I went to my dojo and to see some friends, and I was talking to them, and my Shihan was there, and he asked me some questions, and he goes, "Hey, you know, you're still doing your book club, and how's that going, and all this stuff," and I told him, and he said, "You know, would you come and speak to some of the younger kids?" Had a couple of boys that are getting in trouble and stuff, and I was wondering if you'd come and speak to them. So I went and I spoke to him, and apparently it went over really well, because a couple weeks later he asked me to do it again to a total different group of boys, and I told him I'd only do it the second time. I told him I'd only do it if the fathers were there too, or the males in their lives were there too. And so they were there, and I did it, and I was surprised on how many men came up to me afterwards and said, "Wow, you know, some of that stuff you're saying really hit home." And you know, I followed up with some of the men, and they've started implementing some of the things that I suggested, and they said that they see a positive change in their life. So, you know, I have this awesome platform, and, you know, I have great listeners. Self-defense is not just about punching and kicking. If you guys have been listening to this podcast for any time, how many episodes am I actually talking about how to hit someone and how to kick someone? Not very often, because the mindset is more important than the abilities. You already know how to hit someone. I don't need to teach you how to hit someone. I don't need to teach you how to push. I don't need to teach you how to try to trip someone. You guys already have that. It's just basic instincts. Now, can it get better? Of course it could get better. But why, you know, but you already know the basics. I don't need to teach you how to run. You already know how to run, you know. So people have tendency to get tied up on, oh, I need to know how to do this punch and this punch and this punch. In reality, you don't. If you know how to throw a good punch, it doesn't matter which hand you're using. If you know how to throw a good punch and you could do it often and fast, that's pretty much it. And that's what the online course is all about. How to teach you guys really simple, basic stuff that you already know at least 75% of. And it's just going to make it that much better, more effective for you guys. So, like I said, the Forging of Men is going to be the third Wednesday of every month. And it will be the only episodes that I will upload that will have explicit language. Unfortunately, some men need to be talked to in explicit language so you could get through to them. I'm no saint. I cuss. Not all the time. I know how to control it. I could teach a class with a bunch of kids and women in there, and I could get through the whole entire class without any cuss words slipping. But I'm no saint. I cuss. Like I said, it's not part of my all-day vocabulary. I use it more as adjectives or, you know, something to get a point across, as opposed to just everyday language or common talking. You know, if I'm talking about a cup of coffee or something, I could say that whole sentence without cussing. All right. Also, I now have a subscription service for the podcast. If you guys find any value in what I say, and if you guys want to donate money to the cause, so I could continue posting content like this, and I'm working on the YouTube channel that's going to be dropping soon. So I want to have a lot of stuff set up for you guys for before summertime. The online course, the YouTube channel. I'm trying to upgrade my equipment so I could give you guys better audio, and I want to make this go full time, guys. I'm tired with my regular job that I've been at for 24 years. I'm tired of it. I want to just make the self-defense thing my full-time job, so I really enjoy doing it. And I enjoyed doing the podcast, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to love doing the YouTube channel. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to do the podcast. I'm going to have the audio part. Like if I'm doing a product review or a gun review, I'm going to record it, put that on the YouTube channel, and then I'll have the audio here. I do have the subscription now. You know, I know times are hard. If you guys can't, don't. I'm not forcing anybody to do whatever you guys do whatever. But if you guys think that there's value in the content, and, you know, if you guys want to, you know, share, buy me a cup of coffee or buy me a cigar or whatever, I'll be more than appreciative. All right. If you guys have any questions, comment, collab ideas, you guys could reach me at Andrew@riseaboveselfdefense.com, or you could visit the website at www.riseaboveselfdefense.com. Oh, and one more thing. March 30th is a handgun fundamental class. So if you guys want to take a firearms class with me, I'm here in Southern California, Los Angeles area, and it's going to be in Azusa, the city of Azusa. You can check out the website under the events banner, and you can get all the details and the pricing and all that kind of stuff. All right. If you guys want, or you're interested, send me an email, and I could give you guys a $25 off promo code because you're a listener or something like that. We could work something out. Okay? And just remember that only you can unleash your inner badass.